joy testimony, Biden's pledge. I'm Mike Moss. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy tells the Senate committee today he believes the post office is well equipped to handle election-related mail-in voting this fall.
I think the American public should be able to vote by mail, and the Postal Service will support it. So I guess that's yes.
Delivery slowdowns caused by DeJoy's initiatives have been frozen, he said. He was questioned then by Michigan Democrat Gary Peters.
Will you be bringing back any mail sorting machines that have been removed since you've become Postmaster General? Will any of those come back?
There's no intention to do that. They're not needed, sir.
So you will not bring back any processors?
They're not needed, sir.
Six states led by Pennsylvania today sued the post office and the new Postmaster General, saying service changes in recent weeks have harmed the ability of states to conduct free and fair elections. Joe Biden says President Trump has cloaked America in darkness, and together, he says, the nation can be brought into the light.
I'll be a president who will stand with our allies and friends and make it clear to our adversaries the days of cozying up to dictators is over. Under President Biden, America will not turn a blind eye to Russian bounties on the heads of American soldiers. Nor will I put up with foreign interference in our most sacred democratic exercise, voting.
At least four people have died as a result of wildfires in Northern California, fueled by a heat wave and a blitz of lightning strikes in the state's northern areas. And as tens of thousands of people are evacuating to shelters, they are weighing the risk of coronavirus infections after California became the first state to surpass 600,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus last week. 174,000 Americans have died. I'm Mike Moss.
Mojo would swallow things whole, a chicken carcass, a bird nest, and assorted stones and sticks. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing the hair right off of his legs.
DinoVite.com.
On the DinoVite, all of these symptoms disappeared.
DinoVite is nutrition.
If you love your dog, you need to put him on DinoVite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
Hiring is challenging. Just ask Dylan Miskowitz, the COO of Cafe Altura.
We needed a director of coffee in order to move our products forward. It felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days.
We were very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmate, Yuma's Fix Up Your Pickup Truck Store is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmate is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmate. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmate. Truckmate is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmate in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
For today, partly to mostly cloudy skies, 103 the high, 84 the low. 104, partly sunny tomorrow, 109, and sunny on Sunday. Excessive heat watch has been extended through Thursday of next week.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
like that opening,
yeah.
Russ.
You keep right on singing, buddy.
Yeah.
Right.
Sounds like something I would have seen on the DNC the last couple days.
Oh, you didn't have a lot of respect there.
I'll tell you what, though, man. That whether you're Republican or Democrat, that Obama, he can speak. The guy's
he's a great
speaker.
He enunciated all the words.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, it was good. In fact, that'd be that was above expectations. So
it was.
Did well.
Yeah. Are you talking about Biden or?
Yeah, Biden,
Obama. Obama's the one that is a great speaker. He's like
Obama.
Yeah, he's a very good speaker.
But,
yeah,
but it wasn't a lot of. It wasn't as. It wasn't typical. It didn't seem like there was a lot of. Behind it, we're not voting for Obama. You know, he's done. So
right, exactly.
You know, it's kind of like Bill Clinton speaking. Hide the women.
Oh, I'm leaving.
All right. Anyway, this is Money Talk. That's why we don't get very political on here. Is there? It's fun. It's kind of actually pretty important stuff with the elections this year. I got a lot of questions from my clients. You know, what to expect. If who's in office, how's the market going to act? So it's,
I hope they don't ask you to tell you who's going to win the election. Does that come up? Like, who's going to win the election?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, good. I'm glad
it's
you.
I do get that from time to time. So it's pretty rough. George Davis here, Wealth Advisor, Yuma Investment Group, and Russ Clark's running the board. How are you doing, Russ, today?
I'm doing well. There's two of us.
There's two Russes today. There's Russell, my friend from Accurate Automotive. He's an owner there, and he's also on the Yuma County Board of Supervisors. How are you doing, Russell?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah?
Thanks for asking me to come in.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here. Happy Friday.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's been a long week. My boy got his wisdom teeth taken out yesterday, all four of them. So.
Oh, marvelous.
Yeah.
Oh, in one setting, how brave.
Yeah, in one setting. So.
Get it done, right?
Yeah. I was thinking about 45 minutes. I was surprised. In and out.
Yeah.
But he wasn't super happy. The painkiller kicked in.
The good video that you see, you know, with him being goofy on the way home.
He was, he had the gauze in his mouth, so he had to bite down. He couldn't talk. But he was texting me. He says, I could write an essay right now. I don't feel any lingering effects from being goofy.
Really?
Yeah. No, he didn't.
That's
at all.
Usually when they're at their goofiest.
Yeah. But it wasn't the gas, it was the injection.
Oh, okay.
Like in the arm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so how would they do that? Anyway, so far this year, the Dow is making a comeback. The Dow's getting closer to being positive. It's down to about 2.5%. Utilities and energy, of course, still struggling, down about 8 on utilities. But the S&P is now positive. S&P is up 4%. Depending on, of course, which asset class you're in. The small caps, which are small companies, and they get hit hardest during, you know, the downturns like we had, still down about 12. Mid-caps down about 8. But the NASDAQ, which hopefully you have some in there, is doing really well. That's all the tech-heavy, you know, the Teslas, the Apples, the Microsofts of the world, and they're up 25% this year. Pretty incredible. Makes sense with everybody working from home and all the technology now that Zoom, I know Zoom Video is having a really good year. A couple others, of course, oil down 53, oil services. Gold and silver is up 37, a lot of talk about that. And then the Russell 2000, no relation to Russell McLeod, is down 7. So that's 2000 stocks that they measure. So that's a pretty good barometer because there's so many in there, but the S&P is up and the Russell 2000 down 7. So
overall, we're healthy.
Yeah, overall.
At least on the charts, as long as you own an essential business and you're open, you feel good.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do, because it's two or three months ago, who knows? You know,
yeah.
pretty incredible. So what are you seeing, Russell, and Yuma County Board of Supervisors, what are you seeing from businesses and their concerns? I know the COVID, for us at work, at first we were just in our offices, and we also had the option of working from home and didn't have any clients come in. But we were financial, so we stayed open. I'm sure there's some other ones that have probably voiced concerns with you. And what are you hearing out there?
There are some folks that are very, very frustrated.
I'm sure.
The gym owners and the bar owners are just very, very frustrated. And I feel for them. I mean, I can't even imagine what it's like to have to close your business.
Right. Well, some of them opened and then had to close back, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just, like I said, I can't even imagine how frustrating that is. And mm-hmm. I've spoken with several, and there's some help. The governor opened up a $10 million fund that those businesses could apply, you know, gyms, water parks, mm-hmm. bars, and, you know, things like that.
That's separate from the PPP?
By a specific executive order, yes.
Okay.
And, but, you know, $10 million sounds like a lot of money. It's probably already gone.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, they capped it. You could apply for 2 months' rent or mortgage, but it was capped at $25,000. If you're a multi-store owner, you can only do it for one location.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a lot. It's a ton of money, but it's not nearly enough.
Sure.
On the county side, we felt like, and the projections were that we were going to have about half of our normal revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the numbers you just put out, things are healthy. The revenues coming in were about on average.
Oh, really?
And very, very, very surprising.
Is your main source of revenue the property tax? So I was trying to think about that.
It's split up between property and TPT or transaction or sales tax.
Wow, okay.
You know, sales tax would be the bulk because you have state shared revenues. Sales tax there, mm-hmm. and then the local sales tax. And so
the sales tax,
I mean, we were very surprised.
Huh.
And so we had budgeted for, you know, a huge loss, and it did not materialize. It hasn't yet.
Okay.
So
is it a lagging indicator?
I was just going to bring that up, yes.
Yeah,
it's 2 months behind.
Okay.
So, I mean, we were just holding our breath to see what, like, the April numbers were going to be, but they came in... like I said, pretty much on average.
That's still
and,
good. Especially with the restaurants closed and everything, that's...
You know, but look at Lowe's, Home Depot. I mean, people are doing home projects.
Walmart is having records.
Target
has some great numbers. They were up 15% yesterday.
You know, surprisingly, vehicle sales are strong.
Yep.
Okay. And so, you know, it's just all of those things combined.
Real
people just spend their money elsewhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, real estate is strong.
Yeah.
I mean,
so that.
Well,
I went into Best Buy to buy some things recently. No computer screens available. I had one break.
Oh.
They don't have any.
Yeah.
I
tried to buy a video camera.
They don't have one.
You could, a couple months ago, you could not find a video camera.
I couldn't find one a week ago. I wanted a Nikon, you know, camera. Went to Best Buy. Even the display model's gone. And but they can order it. They're basically like Amazon. They don't have inventories.
Mm-hmm.
They said they can't get it. He showed me around the store. TV sets, all the new TV sets are not available. Computers, screens, nothing is available. And
mm-hmm.
they're running mail order stuff.
Yeah.
So you look at that, good.
That's an indicator. You know, people are spending their money.
Yeah.
I mean, you need a computer screen. You're tired of, you know, being on Zoom on your little screens.
Yeah.
You buy a bigger one.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck at home. Well, I'm going to buy a big screen TV.
Yeah.
You know, just so the money just was... put elsewhere.
Gotcha.
And
our clothes washer
maybe permanent.
Out.
You can't buy one.
Well, no. Teresa's freaking out. She can't wash clothes. And I'm like, oh, let's go down to Lowe's and get one. So we find one just what she wants, an LG, real nice, about $800-$900. And they had one left, they said.
Oh, good.
So we're going to pick it up the next day. And they called and they couldn't find it. What? He goes, well, we messed up. There's really not one back there. Wonderful. So, middle of September, maybe late September.
Yeah.
They have to order it. And it won't even be until then. And
have
a washer.
I have a friend whose air conditioner or refrigerator broke. Can't find one in the city of Yuma. There's no refrigerators. And he said October was all they would tell him. Nothing till October for a refrigerator. Is that amazing?
That's incredible.
That's Chris. You know Chris Moorhead.
Uh-huh.
Can't get a refrigerator.
Wow.
Maybe it's because people are staying home so much more and using all their appliances.
I'm
just upgrading at home, you know. Hey,
I text my financial guy to ask him. He had the answers.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, well, he pays attention to that stuff.
I didn't get your text.
No. Let's see. He said, where did he put it here? Because I've had many texts with him. He says, you're experiencing the city shift. Box chain stores are moving products to areas where they are more likely to get deshelved, a.k.a. sold. There's a minor disruption in production of items that use copper and lithium, as both prices are jumping. And new orders, I say a new order to the Christmas rush to have Lay's goods for the public, as well as there is looting. But some companies are holding back accepting new orders for fear of looters wiping out their inventory. By no means is there a shortage in the U.S., but rather a run access to Lay Point in the supply chain. But there is being caused by operational precautions and not supply issues. So, I mean, he has that information at his fingertips.
Right.
Just because he knows that stuff. But
it's interesting. You wouldn't think about the looting part of it.
I didn't either, but apparently they don't want to put inventory in if you're in an area, you know, with looting going on.
Mm-hmm.
So they just had stores just take stock out. Amazing. I didn't know that Portland affected us that bad, but it did.
Yeah.
Not just Portland.
You're out of time. You got to take a break, my friend.
Oh, right on. We'll be right back. Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU.
To enjoy a longer productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. To enjoy a longer productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. You must find out.
All right, welcome back, Yuma. AM 560 KBLU, George Davis, Wealth Advisor at Yuma Investment Group. Got Russell McLeod here. He's on the Yuma County Board of Supervisors until December, right, Russ?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, until December
31. How many years? 12?
16.
16.
Yeah.
If you would have told
incredible.
Me that.
I appreciate your service.
Well, thank you. It's been a privilege. If you'd have told me that when I first ran, I'd have told you you're crazy. It's amazing how time flies.
I'll bet.
It's been fun.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I mean, you run into fascinating situations. Always learning. There's always something to learn. Always new stuff popping up.
Get to meet a lot of people, and I bet it's very interesting.
Sure. And you get to help form and shape what goes on in your community.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what I said, it's just a privilege to have been there, and it's been a great run. And at some point, you just got to walk away, and the time is right.
Mm-hmm.
And,
absolutely.
So slow down a little bit.
So that way, you going off into vacation land or something? Or?
Well, I'm going to travel a little bit, yes. But
that's probably going to free up a tad bit of time for you.
a lot of time. I mean, because there's all the meetings and this and that. I mean, so much that goes on. And I'm really fascinated to find how I respond. You know, January, February, no board meetings, no GYEDC, all of these things that you do. All of a sudden, just will be gone. A large chunk of my life will suddenly vanish. And so I'm just, you know, for 16 years, that's been my life, or part of my life. And so we'll see.
And that's...
I may have to just crawl in bed.
December 31st?
That's the end of
that's
this
it.
Year?
Yeah, December 31.
So when do they... I haven't seen much, but when is elections to fill your position?
Well, that would be November 3rd, I think.
Oh, November 3rd. Okay.
Yeah.
And we already have the people that are running and everything?
Jonathan Lyons, he's just going to walk in. There's nobody ran. Surprisingly,
Really? Just Jonathan Lyons, the only one that ran? Okay.
He's putting up a tough fight, though, Jonathan. He's really working hard.
Yeah. That's pretty interesting that no one else would be in there, huh?
Yeah, I was very surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, with an open seat, you would have thought that several would jump in. So, I was absolutely very surprised.
Okay. Our number here is 344-5258, 344-KBLU. Great opportunity to ask Russell McLeod any questions you have going on in the county. Financial questions for me, of course, retirement. One thing, Russell... I know when we were walking in, you were mentioning the census, and I see a lot about that and how important it is for people to fill that out, because a lot of the funding we get from federal, state, all government is important for people to do that. So what was it you wanted to bring up on that? Was that kind of it, or is that just not seeing a lot of...
No, it's amazing how low the numbers are. I mean, we're at under 50% in the unincorporated area. City of Yuma is just barely above 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And that's millions of dollars in federal funding that we'll lose. And so please pass the word. I mean, you can go online. It's very, very simple. Takes, I don't know, 8 minutes, you know, maybe 10 at the outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so very, very easy. And so the numbers are so bad.
How much longer do people have? I mean, what's the cutoff?
The end of next month.
Okay.
The end of September.
So the end of September.
Right.
Okay. And that affects schools and all types of stuff. I mean, people
and your representation in Congress. I mean, with the way that Arizona had grown and Yuma County had grown, in population, we stand to pick up another representative
Congress. Wow.
But if we don't get these numbers up, we could even lose one. It's really bad. I don't understand it. It's so easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
So please pass the word. You can go online, just do a search for census.
Arizona Census or Yuma Census?
Just
Census.
Yeah, just Census.
Okay.
And you'll find the link, and it's, like I said, it's very, very easy.
And you only need one person in the family to do it.
Right.
Not like everyone
one
has
person in the family, and then you just fill out
everybody.
The form for each person who lives within that household.
Okay. So you don't have to all get on there.
Just one person per household.
Yeah,
you
okay.
Just fill it out and, put the names of the individuals.
But you need a little information before you get on there, because you're going to need their... actual birth date. And that stuff you have to look up. At least I do. I mean, I remember my own. I'm not Joe Biden, but I mean... I
remember my wife's, too. That's useful.
Well, we got married.
The information.
Got married in 2000, me and Teresa, so I'd better never forget how long we've been married.
That's easy, 2000. Yeah. Oh, man.
She's like, okay, what anniversary is this? I'm like... 20?
I know that Teresa, what I would describe her as long-suffering.
Feels like 5 minutes underwater.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Hopefully she's not tuned in.
No, that's what she would say.
Gotcha.
So, on the census, Russell, because, this does... I think it's concerning, too. And speaking of Teresa, she said she got on and did ours. I'm going to double-check it, though, just to make sure. Because it is very important. Is there a separate... There must be a separate one for the city, if you live in the city, and one for the county?
No,
or
it's
is
all
it all together? Oh, it is.
No, it's
okay.
All the same. Yeah,
okay.
It's a federal form.
Okay, so it doesn't matter if you're county or city.
No,
okay.
No, there's no differentiation.
And do it online. Just get online.
Yeah.
It's just so easy. So please, those of you who are listening, pass the word. Mayor Nichols had a great idea. He did a big push this week for businesses to please go and give your employees, you know, 10 minutes of break time to go do the census.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And I did that. I went around and talked to all of my employees, and I was pleased to find out most of them had, but there were a couple who had not. So, you know, all of those who are employers or managers, please take time to ask your employees and give them that 10 minutes of time, because it is extremely important to our community that we get everybody counted. And there's only a month, you know, month and a week and a half left. So we really need to push and push hard. Mayor Nichols is pulling out all the stops. I applaud him for that.
They gave away ice cream yesterday.
They're giving away ice cream, yeah. Yes.
That helps.
And so...
What did
we
you do?
Just really,
you
get
some ice cream?
Yeah.
Then
we're just...
We'll get together.
He's just trying to be innovative.
6 feet apart, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, go do the census, grab your ice cream, and leave. It's not like there was a huge gathering.
Oh, okay,
right?
Okay.
Just,
yeah.
I got a quiz for you, though, Russell.
Sure.
Since we're, you know what year the first census was?
I do not.
1790. And the complaint that George Washington had about the census was he doesn't feel they did a complete and thorough count. They missed people. they had 3,929,214 people total in the United States.
In 1790?
1790. That was the total population of the United States on the first census.
Wow.
The questions were
multiplied by 100.
Questions were different.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, because it had to be, and it was a lot of racial back questionnaire, like who was black, who was not, and white, non-whites.
Hmm.
A lot of people didn't, I mean, because counting was different in the 1790s. It's just, you know, really weird to look at, and look at that. But, a lot of changes since then.
Well, actually, yeah. They're still asking that question, which...
Race didn't come into... Oh, it did. It was Hispanic, non-Hispanic, I think.
No, actually, Hispanic is not a race.
I know that. In fact, once you did Hispanic, you had to write down what race Hispanic.
Yeah.
That was weird. Because some people think it's a race.
I
La Raza.
To me, I think what the race, proper race is human.
Correct. I agree with you, Russell. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of tired of race. Like, we stop the hyphenations. And
yeah.
We're all the same.
Yeah.
And
we're all Americans that live here.
Martin Luther King on the content of your character.
The proper answer to what race are you is the human race.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's true. Good point. I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, so to expand on what Mayor Nichols was doing on the businesses, I like that idea. What if they did it for the schools, like big? I mean, if the school did the superintendent, I know Gina Leonard, and if she shot out an email and said, hey, everyone, we'll give you 10 minutes right now, or at this time, you can do the census, get online, and, you know, take care of it. Like schools, things right. like that, like big.
Well, hopefully the schools are doing a big push, you know, encouraging the students, ask your parents, have you done the census?
Right, right.
And so hopefully they're doing that. It's a great idea, actually. I hadn't thought about that, but...
Because they can shoot the email out to every employee. You know, there's hundreds of them.
Yeah, so. And every student.
Every student, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and every teacher, and every...
Yeah.
Maybe they have the parents' ones, too.
Yep.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, a lot of it. So that's... communication's been that way for a while, from schools to the parents. And so... Yeah, we just need to make a hard push. I mean, Yuma County, we need to come out strong and get everybody counted.
Mm-hmm. And people do say, you know, we're not, it's always the adage, we're not represented, I can speak today, like we should be in Phoenix and you know, other parts of Arizona.
Sure.
And this is exactly what you're talking about.
Right. And you know, and like I said, millions of dollars in federal funding. you know, we're all paying into that federal coffers.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get our share back, and if we don't get these numbers up, we won't even come close.
Yeah, yeah. It only takes about 8 minutes or so. So so go to just Google Census, and it'll pop up for you, and do your part. Sure appreciate it. We are coming up on our second break. Money Talk, AM560 KBLU.
To enjoy a longer productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
And he looks at her and says, "Hey, darling, I can remember when you could stop a cloud. Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see?"
Man, Russ, you are just nailing the music today.
Oh, good. Well,
I like
Tom's
it.
Tom's gone. You know, I'm
Yeah. Tom's out of town, so we can have a little fun. Place. No, really, that's good stuff. I appreciate it. So, George Davis, Wealth Advisor, Yuma Investment Group, Money Talk, 344-5258, 344-KBLU. Got Russell McLeod here.
Good morning.
With me. Hi, Russell. Time flies. We're already halfway through this one, and we had a phone call on break. What was the question, Russ?
Well, Louie wanted to know if there was any questions on there that you wouldn't want to answer, anything evasive or anything that would be
on the census?
Out of line on the census.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was no.
Nope.
Well, you know, I mean, unless you don't want to answer race, and I had to ask McLeod, I said, I can't remember, I thought there was something to put on there like none of your business or something, but there was another. There could have put other.
Yeah. You know, and I had mentioned, you know, the federal funding, but there's also the state funding. You know, I hadn't thought about
that's
that.
It's tied to the census.
Yeah.
It's
tied to population. So HERF, our money for our roads.
Yeah.
And also, I had mentioned earlier, the state shared revenues
mm-hmm.
is a large part of the county's budget, and of course, city too.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're severely undercounted, we're just going to be short everywhere.
Yeah. Right.
So this is incredibly important. I just can't stress enough how important it is.
Did they even have a long form? Remember they had a long form last time, 10 years ago? There was a lot of controversy about, like, because
yeah.
it was so long. There were so many questions that
yeah.
just shouldn't have asked. But I guess they figured, well, as long as we're doing census, let's put all this stuff in there. And it was not received well.
No. No. And this one's, it's pretty brief.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's not invasive.
Yeah.
You know,
there's no political affiliation. Do you own a gun or none of that?
None of that.
That I saw. You've got a phone call, my friend.
Oh,
you're on the air.
Yeah,
good morning.
I've got a question on the census.
Okay.
We received a form in the mail. Answered it on the computer. And then in the following weeks, we got five more forms with different registry numbers. So, I mean, you know, we could register. Well, I mean, we can answer the other five, but we're not going to do it. We just tack it up on the board. But, you know, we're getting multiple census requests in the mail to go online to do this.
Yeah.
And I, you know, we're not doing it.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that.
Well, I don't, and people, I don't know what happens at that point.
So
while people up and down our street are getting the same thing.
So you could actually do it five times and be counted five different times because there's different numbers and different registrations? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Look the same. If you got on there, it might say you've already done it. But
yeah, I would think they're going to accumulate that address and take a look for duplications, but I don't know.
Hopefully. Hopefully the system works. But
yeah. Well, they may just be sending them out and... You know, as many as they can.
10 years ago, I did the census by foot, and at this time of year, nobody's here anyway. So,
yeah,
out in the foothills.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, when we get five or six, I lost count.
Well, you know,
of these census forms for us to do it when we already did it, it's a problem.
Yeah. You know, I agree with you, sir. What I'd like to do is, would you contact me so that I could get your name and address so we can report that? Would you do that for me?
I have no problem, but I'm not going to do it over the air.
No, of course not. No. My phone number, you can reach me at. Do you have something to write with?
Yeah, I've got an iPhone.
Okay, are you ready? Because...
I'm just telling you what's going on.
Right, yeah. If you would take...
Here, everybody's getting the same thing.
If you would take down my phone number, it is...
That's fine.
783-8808.
808.
Yeah, I'll be in the office after about 8:15. And if you would call me, I would love to get your information.
Yeah, it's 8:30 now.
Or 9:15, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we could register as...
Yeah, that's...
100 people. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, that's good. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for letting us know.
I understand the need for an accurate count, but, you know, when you're sending multiple things to people...
Sure, yeah. Please do give me a call so I can get your information, and thank you.
783-8808. That's Russell McLeod.
Yeah, in his office. I got a text also.
I appreciate you letting us know that information, and at least we know you got your census in, so thanks for doing that.
Guy in D.C. is offended. He said, we in D.C. can always find a reason to be offended. One of you guys stated that their race was human. Race, that is a species. The demanding that aliens from space give up their identity to mold ours is so unfair. Alice puts down that she puts down American race.
Hmm. Ah. There's people listening. I like that.
Yeah, I think that's a country.
All right, so I got something here. I wonder if Russ knows about this. Russ Clark. And Russell McLeod sent it to me yesterday so I could go through it. It's very fascinating. The Yuma COVID-19 Early Warning Workplace Protection Project.
Yes, it's a fascinating
project. Through U of A.
Yes. So, what they have found is that COVID-19 starts shedding into stools a week before you show any symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So... by testing sewage, they can determine, say, for an entire city, you know, how severe is the current outbreak, and then you can go all the way down to actually an individual. So what we hope to do here is test at the schools, and then you'd have an early warning system to say, okay, there's an outbreak in this school. And so you could before, so you have a whole week.
Yeah, it gives you a week head start. That's what I thought was.
A week head start before somebody even shows symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they could say, okay, you know, we're going to learn at home for 2 weeks because there is some sort of an outbreak happening at this school.
Or else if it's not too severe, maybe and get then, some kids, testing kits ready.
On the flip side of that, to show that we're safe and the school is safe and there's not a problem. What really fascinates me is that we can take this down to our farm laborers, because agriculture is such a huge, huge part of our economy here. So, you know, we've all seen the buses, and every bus has a porta potty, right?
Yep, yep.
So they can test those porta potties and see if somebody on that crew detects COVID in that particular outhouse. So now you've narrowed down, okay, somebody out of this 30 has COVID.
Mm-hmm.
A whole week before they would have been spreading it, you know, with the people that they're working with. So you can test those 30, find out who is positive, and of course quarantine that person, keeping the rest of the crew safe.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the workers, they can see, well, Yuma County is definitely taking care of us. So, you know, it's a safe place to come work. So we wouldn't have that kind of a fear factor.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a fascinating program.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I shared the video with you. And
yeah.
I think you watched that. The University of Arizona is actually putting this in place at the dormitories.
Now, are they spearheading this? Was this originated in Arizona?
U of A project. Yeah,
okay.
It's called the West Center.
Mm-hmm.
The acronym WEF.
But I didn't know if there was there's other countries that are, I don't know if they were tagging on us, like if it started here or if we kind of got it from some other countries.
Well,
I know it's at a couple colleges also.
That kind of testing has been around. They used it for opioids to see how severe a particular community, how severe the opioid crisis was in that particular community.
Mm-hmm.
So testing sewage for certain things, it's not new.
Yeah.
But being able to detect COVID-19, that's something new.
Right.
And so I think it's an exciting program. The Board of Supervisors has entering into an agreement with U of A to help fund setting up the lab and getting it up and running, because we feel it's a critical part of protecting agriculture and hopefully our schools.
Mm-hmm. And the funding was possible. I found it interesting. Something about U of A is the only college in the state that has something where they get the funding. It's something state. I can't remember the name.
Well, it's a land grant.
Land grant, yes.
Yeah, land grant.
What's
college.
That?
I looked it up because I had to look.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was basically where state land is sold for the benefit of the college, to get the college going. So that's its origin.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, it's the only college in Arizona that's a land grant.
Right.
College. I found that kind of interesting, too.
And then
that sounds like that's what makes this possible.
Yeah. Well, the work.
You can think of the funding and the work behind it.
U of A has done here is amazing. And the Yuma Center for Excellence in Desert Agriculture, or YCEDA, as its acronym, doing fantastic work on research. And this is part of, you know, this came from YCEDA, actually, looking into this problem, or looking into this testing. And so they do so much good work here and help our agriculture. So it's great that we have that here.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll be right back. We got our last break here, Yuma. Money Talk.
Enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Everyone's trying to get it right, get it right. Everybody's working for the weekend.
Another one for us. I like that one. Who's the artist on that one? Kenny Loggins?
Might be.
No.
No?
No.
I mean, that was back in my day, man. Working for the weekend. Welcome back. Yuma Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Hope you're having a great Friday and everybody's a good safe weekend. A little warm, a little humid, but you know we're getting on the tail end a little bit. Not quite yet, but late August, September.
What we haven't had is rain.
No. Yeah, it's usually the monsoon time, right?
Yeah,
right?
Last year, not much, and so far this year, nothing.
Yeah, correct.
Song was by Loverboy.
Oh, Loverboy. There we go. Didn't know that one. So anyway, we're talking about, we got Russ McLeod here. He's owner of Accurate Automotive, and he's also on the Yuma County Board Supervisors. We're talking about, this is our last segment, Russ, why don't you give a little plug? I always like to have my guests appreciate them and give a little plug for Accurate. Tell our listeners what you do and how to make an appointment if they want to, because I know I for one can tell the listeners that you guys always treat us right and really appreciate your service that you do for me and my family. So,
well, I appreciate that. We're a family-owned business, Accurate Automotive Attention, obviously auto repair.
Mm-hmm.
And last October, we celebrated our 50th year.
Oh, that's right.
So our 51st year is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's been a long run. I've been working there for 50 years now myself.
Okay.
So imagine going to the same place for 50 years, and there's no end in sight. But
what did you do when you first started? Did you, like, did they teach you?
I swept and mopped floors.
Okay.
You know, I was a pain in the neck probably a lot. And I ran parts on my bicycle. I'd hop on my bicycle, and I could ride from 8th Street all the way to 15th Street where we are on 3rd Avenue with no hands. I could, my hands full of parts.
Oh,
actually,
really?
Get that bike going and ride with no hands, my hands full of parts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was back in the day.
I can imagine the bike you were riding, too, back then.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's been a lifetime there. It's been a privilege, and we certainly appreciate all the folks who allow us to stay in business.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a real privilege to have been able to be in business that long. And both of my sons work in the business, so at some point I'll turn it over to them, and we'll give it to the third generation and keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people know the location here, right there on
15th and 3rd.
15th and 3rd. But you also have a couple locations. You have the Foothills.
Yeah,
the blue, I'll call it the blue building.
Yeah, big blue awning out front.
Yeah.
And then we also have Express Auto and RV Care Center.
Mm-hmm.
Got a quick lube, car wash, RV wash, and detailing, mm-hmm. as well as automotive.
Is that open during the summer also?
Or absolutely.
Is it just when,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. All our locations are open year-round.
It's not booming as much as it does when the snowbirds come.
Oh, my goodness.
It goes crazy.
If we have the business
year-round
that we have January through March. My goodness, I'd be talking to you from the beach somewhere. Yeah, it's just amazing how that area grows during the winter.
Oh, yeah.
How the business just expands. That's why, actually, back in the 80s, my father purchased the Frontage Road location, which kind of take the pressure off of the main location, just overrun with winter visitors. Mm-hmm. So that gave us another outlet for winter visitors to go and experience great automotive care.
Mm-hmm. I know I've got my car washed there at the Express, and there's always a line, but they do a great job of hand wash it.
Hand dry it. No spinning brushes.
Yeah.
And they do a great job. We get a ton of compliments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And speaking of the snowbirds, we were discussing this this COVID-19 early warning workplace protection project. If you want to look it up, any of the listeners, it's COVID-19 Early Warning Workforce Protection Project through U of A is fascinating. And what they do is they're testing basically
sewage.
Stools and poop, whatever you want to call it. And
as they said on the poop doesn't lie.
Yeah. But they can find
out. It's
like
a crappy project.
Like Russell's thing, if they're looking for employees or hiring for testers. But anyway, all kidding aside, it is fascinating because, you know, one of the things that we struggle with is asymptomatic and people that have very little symptoms that are still shedding and spreading it to other people. And this gives you, if they test the sewage, they can find, you know, if it's coming back or what certain, you know, so many people probably per the population or whatever they're testing, whether it's an outhouse or a porta potty or an actual city,
on a citywide scale, you can say, you know, how prevalent is COVID in this particular community. You could even test a neighborhood. Like I said, it's a fascinating project.
And that was
and
my
the
point with
have
the snowbirds. You were talking about the workers and the farm workers, and, you know, it's such a huge part of Yuma, you know, keeping them safe.
Right.
This is a way to do it. And if the snowbirds are like, Yuma's doing, you know, this early testing is a way to keep us safe, they'll feel, you know, more confident coming here with this type of technology. So
yeah, that's exactly the point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm kind of interesting to see where it at. It seemed like they have, you mentioned each test was, that's the probably the stickler is $150. In materials that they need to do this test. That's correct?
Right.
Kind of what they mentioned?
Right.
So every test is, you know, and we were talking during break thinking that, you know, it's new, so things, price should come down, but that's, you know, for what you're testing for and for what the consequences are, you know, of COVID, probably well worth it.
That seems so to me, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So
and we've talked to the state. We're hoping to get some funding from the state. so that we can do it, the testing at the schools. You know, being able to show, you know, like I said earlier, to me the most important thing is to show that the school is safe. Not that we're looking for a problem.
Right. But that's the big thing in the news is schools right now.
You've got a whole week before anybody shows symptoms.
Right.
So they can be detected.
Okay.
So, it's just another way to keep our kids and of course, the staff safe.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it'll all come to fruition. The lab is being constructed as we speak.
The lab where?
It'll be at the U of A Research Center.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, that's here?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, I did not know they were going to be doing a lab here.
No, the lab will be is being constructed here.
Okay.
So that we can get rapid testing.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, we'd have to ship it to Tucson.
Yeah, exactly.
Our week would get eaten up, you know, day to ship, and they got to receive it and run the test. So you'd lose probably 3 days where we can do it here on site.
So they're already constructing that lab.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
It's being done now.
That's excellent.
The equipment's on order. And
I hope COVID lasts long enough to make it worthwhile.
Well, you know what, Russ, what I was thinking about?
It would be a waste of money.
yeah, exactly. But the interesting thing that you would say that is now that this technology, if everything runs like it should, exists, if you do have, let's say it mutates or you get a new type of COVID or a new type of virus.
Right. Well, this is COVID.
I'm sure they could identify it, and then they could use this technology to say, you know what, we can actually find it a weeks ahead now.
Absolutely.
We just need to change the... Whatever, you know, I'm not a scientist.
Just change your testing protocols.
Yeah, exactly.
To test
for that type of virus.
And it's actually COVID, too. The SARS came out in 2005 is basically the same as this. This is the second version of
the coronavirus.
Yeah, coronavirus. Well, coronavirus is in cold. Cold
yeah,
is coronavirus.
Right.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The,
two of them are colds.
But the SARS burned out before they could really get a lot of vaccines and stuff hit it. And this one seems to be hanging on a little longer, although it's dying off now in Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona's been doing much better.
Yeah.
Yuma's
particularly.
Doing really
our numbers
well,
are I'm, way down.
Yeah.
We were north
so
of 200.
Very, very encouraged.
Wow, I think we were so high, we just hit herd immunity. Everybody already had it.
I know you had it in February, so.
Yeah, well, I never got tested officially, but all my friends had it, and I got sick, and I went home. I didn't bother getting tested. Until recently, I got tested last week. I was negative, but.
Did you get tested for the antibodies, though?
No.
No, okay.
No.
That's a blood test.
Yeah, I just went because they were asking for people to go to the Civic Center and get tested, and I did.
Yeah, and they no longer have to jam a stick up your nose.
That's what stopped a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
The saliva test is new. Is that here
Not here
not
yet.
Not here yet, okay.
It's in Tempe and Tucson starting today.
But the one I did, which was non-invasive, and it's self-administered, so it was no big deal.
Yeah.
The one that I heard horror stories from the people with stick up the nose.
Oh,
right.
People complain
early on.
Like crazy.
Yeah, it's not that way. They've refined it. So,
yeah.
Yeah, don't be afraid to go get
They tested. Realize they need brain matter.
Are they still doing that at the Civic Center?
No. That was
in the morning?
Is
that just
that
a blitz?
That was a testing blitz.
Okay.
They may very well do it again, but testing is available at several locations.
Mm-hmm.
So just... check, you can go online
at
the county website and they'll list where they're doing it. Sunset Health is one,
mm-hmm.
Regional Center for Behavioral Health in Somerton is also doing it.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So, that's good.
Yeah, it's nice to see the numbers are down. I even saw some of the theaters in the nation are trying to open up a little bit, slowly, some of the movie theaters.
I just want the gym opened.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm not going. I like him.
Yeah, I can't even imagine constructing this beautiful, first class facility. Closing.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Russell McLeod, sure appreciate you being on today. It was a lot of fun. And Russ Clark, you guys have a great weekend. Yuma, happy Friday. We'll see you next time. Money Talk.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.